Athabasca. Search warrants on two homes in Athabasca this month resulted in charges against five different people for drugs and firearms offenses. The latest of the two unrelated warrants was executed March 11 in the downtown area of Athabasca. Officers located 110 grams of cannabis, 5 grams of methamphetamine, 8 grams of psilocybin mushrooms, 1 liter of GHB, 1,200 counterfeit cigarettes, 2 prohibited weapons, and a prohibited firearm. Drugs were allegedly sold from the home by lowering a can attached to fishing line out a window, said Athabasca RCMP Const. J. Tessier in an interview March 26. Nunchucks and a sawed-off shotgun were also found during the search. Two Athabasca men, Acut Erdl and Don Bell, now face 10 charges for possession of prohibited weapons and possession for the purpose of trafficking. Earlier in the month, on March 2, RCMP executed another search warrant on a home in the vicinity of the Athabasca Industrial Park on 53A Street after neighbors in the area reported a recent rash of suspicious behavior. Upon entering the home, police located and seized both drugs and prohibited weapons, and laid charges against Stephen Harrison, Talia Favel and Tracy Carrier for possession of those items. The Athabasca RCMP will continue to take these types of files seriously and urge the public to do the same. If you would like to provide any information, don't hesitate to reach out, Tessier said. Athabasca RCMP responded to 420 other calls for service in the detachment area in the period between February 10 and March 25, which is about on par for this time of year, he said. One of those calls included an alleged aggravated sexual assault in Colling Lake, where a woman is said to have been grabbed off the street by a man in front of his house and sexually assaulted in the bathtub of the home. A 63-year-old man was arrested and charged but has yet to appear in court. RCMP also responded to a call regarding an assault with a weapon after a report of a machete attack in Colling Lake. Two suspects were arrested and charged, and the victim was taken to hospital for their injuries. That was in addition to 4 other sexual assault complaints and 6 other simple assault investigations in the area, one of which resulted in a charge for a domestic incident. 2 others remain open. Police were also kept busy with 4 break and enters to local businesses and 4 others to seasonal residences in the area. There was also 1 careless use of a firearm investigation along with 3 others involving firearms. There were also 5 calls regarding frauds under $5,000, 2 for criminal harassment, 3 hit and runs, 7 breaches of conditions, 3 child welfare cases, and 9 mental health checks. Additionally, police responded to 6 false alarms, and 24 unfounded 911 calls, and kept their eyes on 2 demonstrations that took place in the community in late February. See zwick at athabasca.greatwest.ca.